We'd like to acknowledge that we are working on the land of the Awabakal Nation, pay our respects to the elders, past and present. We also want to acknowledge God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yama brothers and sisters, welcome. This is Miramar for Life. I'm Auntie Donna. Great to have your company. Hope you've had a victorious day. And big shout out, happy birthday, happy 40th birthday to Rima in Newcastle. My, what some wonderful years of sharing the Word of God and listening to music and testimonies and preaching and teaching programs. So big happy birthday to the Board of Directors for your vision and to the local community for sowing into this ministry. And it's also Miramar for Life for our 10th birthday. We've been on air. God has been so good. And one of our favourite singers is Pastor Peter Walker. And let's listen to his track to open tonight's program.
There's dust on Mother's Bible. It's covers warm with hay, and though it's old and wrinkled, Mother's there on every page. The night the angels called her, Mother called and handed me her Bible, said, "Son, let God be your guide." There's dust on Mother's Bible.
Thank you.
Well, hello to all the children listening, all our little Jarjums. Hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks holiday. The weather has been beautiful. I'm so glad you've been able to get out to the parks and visiting cousins and also to the beach. Just beautiful weather. Thank you, Lord. Trust you're refreshed to go back to school and learn some new things. I love learning new things every day. Well, let's listen to the beautiful African Children's Choir and their song, Higher, 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 Lift Jesus Higher. And then they sing, Lower, Lower, you know, Push Satan Lower. You're listening to Miramar for Life. Well, I wonder where your holiday destination was for the long weekend. I know that there was a large group meeting at Condobolin Showground, the Aboriginal Evangelical Fellowship, Pastor Neville Naden, Kathy Naden, and there were four young men preaching, and one of them was Nev's son, and all reports was had a fantastic time, and they had four baptisms. So keep praying for those people that gave their heart to the Lord. They've turned around 180 degrees, and we know that the devil's going to keep the pressure on, but we'll be praying, and God is with you, He is for you, and the battle is His. The Joshua Generation Conference was held up at Toowoomba in Kingdom First, the Kingdom First Ministry and the Haggai Family Fellowship. I'm sure that would have been fantastic. So Pastors Matt and Lily, and that was held the 10th to the 12th of October. Some wonderful things happening around our country. And their theme was Linger in Him, Exodus 33, verses 9 to 11. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance to the tent. There the Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent.
You're listening to Miramar for Life. God bless you all.
Well, Sister Jenny and I, we travel by train up to Brisbane and then another adjoining coach to Toowoomba, and I really loved it. I'm usually driving everywhere, but we decided to go by train and just seeing the countryside, just sitting, relaxing, talking about God and about the goodness of God and what He's done in our lives. And so the time went really quickly. Beautiful countryside. And we went to the Indigenous Prophetic Voices gathering. Quite a few hundred people there, and main speakers were Pastor Ada Bolan and Pastor Robin Green, as well as a Fijian pastor, African pastor, and just sweet, sweet music, worship, and great to see different nationalities there, all one in Christ. So, yeah, the devil tried really hard to disrupt our plans, and so when we got to Brisbane, there was no adjoining train till 7 o'clock in the morning. So we caught a taxi to Macca's and we sat up in Macca's all night, but just watching all the young people coming in and out, and it was safe. We thought, what's the sense in paying for a motel? And I didn't know if receptions would be open at midnight. And so just stayed at Macca's, and it was interesting being there. And then we caught a lovely coach. Toowoomba's higher up, so it was cooler than Brisbane. I only took one cardigan. I thought it'd be really warm, but, you know, the accommodation. Then we rang for a taxi to take us to the opening on Friday night. The official opening started at 7 p.m. We called for taxi 5:30, rang him four times, and he didn't come. We were standing outside. The breeze was quite fresh, and so it was very sad. We just couldn't get there. I didn't have any other names. But anyway, went home, had a good sleep, went the next day, had a full day, and nighttime there was beautiful time of connecting and hearing, you know, great preaching and about revival, and also, you know, the prophetic voices going out across our nation.
Let's just lift Him up. Let's just magnify Jesus. We're lifting Him up. One purpose, our purpose is to come and to magnify and to honor and to give Him praise and to lift up His name over our nation and our land, over our families and our community, over our cities and our country towns. Father, we thank You that You are Lord. You are Lord over our land. You are Lord over our nation. And Father, we're here for one purpose as the church, to lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. No other God but the God of the universe. No other God but the God of creation. Over our cities, over our nation. Father, we give You praise this morning.
Summer rains and tears. to this great Southland, His Spirit come.
But it's a season where we as the church have got to decide, am I 100%? Am I all in? Or am I just going to go this short distance? This is a marathon. This is forever. If we're going to see our nation beginning to just accelerate into being the great Southland of the Holy Spirit.
And it was lovely to catch up with Pastor Robin Green in Toowoomba and sending her love to everyone down here in Awabakal country. And she sang some beautiful worship songs there.
Hi, my name is Levi. I'm 8 years old and I like riding my bike and fishing, and you're listening to Miramar for Life.
Well, got a few get well calls to our dear listeners. So Brother Cole at Edgeworth, lifting you up and praying that the joy of the Lord is your strength and that you feel better today, stronger today, been a long 2 weeks. And such a faithful man of God, always in the Word. And love to your wife, Deanne, praying that you have some moments for yourself today too, sister. Get well for Brother James in Toowoomba. He has vertigo, and that is quite disabling and distressing. So we bind the spirit of vertigo in Jesus' name and speak wholeness, wellness, and healing to your body also, James, and to Dirani Barb in Cardiff, praying the x-rays that God will have his hand over your health situation, and praying for healing and continued joy and peace in the midst, and trusting every day, every hour to our Lord. So blessings to you, Barb, and anyone else out there who's not feeling too well. We pray that some of our songs here at Rema will lift up your spirits and give you encouragement.
There was a time when I travelled a road too rocky to walk alone. I never knew how I'd see it through. So hard when you're on your own. I soon found so much I could depend on, this journey that has no end. Why nearly find you right there beside me, just when I needed a friend. When you've got faith, hope, and love in your heart, you never give up, it's never too hard. Together they're always more than enough. When you've got faith, hope, and love. When you've got faith, hope, and love. Now I've seen angels, they're all around me, but I've never heard them sing. This family of mine and strangers so kind, my angels without any wings. When you've got faith, hope, and love in your heart, you never give up, it's never too hard. Together they're always more than enough. When you've got faith, hope, and love. When you've got faith, hope, and love. Faith to believe, hope to look forward, and love, well, that's just everything. When you've got faith, hope, and love in your heart, you never give up, it's never too hard. Together they're always more than enough. When you've got faith, hope, and love. When you've got faith, hope, and love. You know that I've got faith, hope, and love.
That was Adam Price and Faith, Hope, and Love. Trust you had a lovely long weekend too. And also we're still seeking accommodation for Sister Sam needing a small granny flat or a 1-2-bedroom little flat in Dire Straits. So if you know of anybody who can assist, please give Sam a call on 0487227504 and keep her in prayer. Thank you. Congratulations to the Yowies. They took out this year's Aboriginal football knockout and it was up at Tamworth and all the reports were so wonderful. Plenty of car parking. It was set out really well, the ovals and the women's football and then the men's and, yeah, Newcastle, good on you. What a strong team. It should be in Newcastle next year, but sometimes because of accommodation or the sporting fields, sometimes they go to Wyong or Dubbo or Tamworth, but everyone loved Tamworth, so the community was received really well. Congratulations, that's great news. Also, my son was on the mountain. He always goes up to Bathurst for 10 days. It's his annual holiday. Away with the boys, they have a big tent, 26 men in a tent and, you know, they all chip in, pay. They have a great site right on top of the hill where they can see the most of the race and, yeah, pretty good weather. It does get really cool up there, Bathurst, because you're higher up. Beautiful sunrise, sunsets. And the very first morning after sun set up his tent, he sent me a picture of dusk. And the sun just rising and the panorama just right around nearly 360 degrees of the sunrise at different times. And he just said it's magical being the only one up and watching the sun rise. And so I shared some verses of scripture with him and I said, you know, that's God's presence with you. It's just beautiful, his creation. So, yep, hope everyone had a great time at Bathurst and a safe journey home.
Jesus, lover of my soul.
Today's devotion is called The Question. We read in 1 Kings 19, verse 13. So it was when Elijah heard the still small voice that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Jonah fled from God only to find God was in the middle of the sea. Peter was afraid to identify with Jesus only to find that Jesus wasn't afraid to identify with him. Moses fled from Pharaoh only to find God in a burning bush in the Midian. Paul was locked in jail in Rome and found the joy of the Lord. David discovered there was nowhere he could go without encountering God. Throughout Scripture, people learned it is impossible to go anywhere without encountering God. So when Elijah fled for his life and hid in a cave from the evil king Ahab, he discovered God was already there and had a question. What are you doing here, Elijah? When we are at the low points in our life, God is always there with the same question. Through his word, through a person, or through a thought, he wants us to wrestle with why we are where we are so we can move to a better place. Are you somewhere today trying to hide from God? Here's the question. What are you doing there?
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when trouble surrounds us, when evils come, body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. Sends down his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Coming back from Brisbane, came through Lismore and Casino Maxwell, and I remember that we used to have a beautiful friend at Maxwell. And he was a Fijian man who did visiting at Kempsey Prison and in Kairos Inside for Men, and also visiting the Aboriginal community. And, Brother Mika. Well, next Sunday we are really, really blessed to have Pastor Alf and Irene Green from Casino coming to Newcastle, and they'll be preaching at Full Gospel Church at 35 Council Street, Spears Point. Everyone is welcome to come. He is a great evangelist, and husband and wife, and they sing together, and our regular listeners would know we play Pastor Alf and Iron Green's CD. So please come and make them feel welcome. Our service starts at 10:30, and be lovely to have some couriers there, as well as our other friends from Rema coming to listen. So that's Pastor Alf and Iron Green. Well, let's play one of their songs, and this is from their gospel CD. When we were in Toowoomba, it was right in the middle of the Flower Festival. We did miss the parade, but the city, it's such a very well-planned, set-out town. And I was talking to my cousin James, who lives there, and he said race relations are really good. In Toowoomba, you might have the odd neighbour here and there, but on the whole, everybody gets along together, and lots of mixtures of Aboriginal people on various committees, so having their voice heard and valued. And so he told us some of the history of the town, and there was a tabletop mountain, and that's where the last battle was. And yeah, they just a rich history, and signposts everywhere just acknowledging the history of that area, which was really good. The flowers, beautiful. The parks, so well designed by the gardeners. We went to Queen's Park and then another park, just glorious flowers everywhere. So it's lovely when a town takes so much pride in their city. And so we know in November, Grafton and Raymond Terrace will be on display with their trees, with their rows and rows of jacaranda trees. And I love, you know, just looking at Newcastle from any hill, you can see the jacarandas blooming all around the city. So, oh, just thank you, Lord, for all of your beautiful creation. Every flower is unique. Its colours, its petals, its shapes. And, you know, God created all this for us to enjoy. I also just love sitting at a park and looking up at the clouds. And I just noticed today driving in, the clouds are moving. There's movement up there. The soft, wispy clouds means there's a change on the way. And so I love to look at the clouds. And as kids, we imagine pictures in them. I have, over my years, probably in the last 10 years, I have seen at least three very distinct visions within the clouds, a gift, a message that God gave me, and it just takes your breath away. And so you know what God is saying to you. Some people are gifted, they're seers. Others get that word of knowledge, and then you've got the prophetic word, and it has to be accompanied and confirmed by others. And so we had great teaching up there. We also went to a workshop about dreaming. A young girl, Sherry, and a beautiful lady, Diane, Pastor Ada's sister, were teaching on interpreting dreams and about seers and prophetic words. Always more to learn, isn't it? Wonderful. When we read the Word of God, and we are supposed to go deeper and deeper. And actually, the name of that conference was From Glory to Glory. Oh, Lord, keep teaching us. We have to remain humble in heart and be teachable, have teachable hearts and minds. And yes, Lord, we just thank you for what you entrust to each and every one of us. And I pray that we would not rob you of your time. And I know I do sometimes, Lord, we get so busy, but just stop, be still, wait on the Lord to speak. So we don't rob him of his time. We rob him of our tithes and offerings. We rob him of our service. We love you, Lord. And we just say, use us, Lord, and show us what else we can do to contribute to the kingdom.
Lord, you're worthy, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same.
C.C. Wyman there, and Worthy of It All. Precious, beautiful song. Well, happy birthday to our beautiful Finley, and she's a teenager now, 13 years old. Oh, bless you, Finley. Lovely seeing you growing up. And I love this. Your mum, Tara, put a post on Facebook today, and I've just read it, and I love it. And so Tara says, I'm not raising kids to fit into this broken world. I'm raising them to rebuild it. Amen to that. Well, have a wonderful year, Finley. I know you're a young leader, and she does really well at school. I did go to the cinemas, and I took a friend, and we went and saw Kangaroo, and a beautiful Australiana movie. All well-known actors and actresses, and beautiful Deborah Mailman plays a beautiful role, and of course her mum and dad. So go and see it, and it's just a feel-good movie. It's based on a true story of a shelter for kangaroos, and it's so comical. There's black humour, there's no swearing, and just picturesque. Some movies you've just got to see on the big screen. So absolutely love that one. It's called Kangaroo. I saw lots of kids at the cinema in the school holidays, so I was really pleased about that. And great storyline. Going to play a song now, and I love this one. I'm forever grateful, and it was probably very popular around about the time of COVID. And I remember I had 2 days where the Lord was trying to get through to me, and I was really, really busy. I was still working. Anyway, on the Wednesday in the morning, I thought, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to be still. I had my notepad and paper ready to write what the Lord was going to give to me. And do you know, brothers and sisters, within an hour and a half, I'd written the most beautiful song. And then I thought, I'd like to put some backing music to it. It's just, you know, one of those songs where you talk. And so I had a CD in. The first song was Ancient of Days, Too Fast. The second song, Too Fast. Third song, Too Fast. And the fourth song was this one, I'm Forever Grateful, and just a instrumental. So I'm going to set a goal that I'm going to record that. It's just a word from the Holy Spirit. So let's listen to the original song now. And may this bless you if you're feeling low tonight. You know, we just look around and just see the beauty, see the hope, see the peace, see the miracle in today, and just start thanking God, you know, for our eyesight. Thank Him for music that we can hear. Thank Him for His creation. And, you know, if you're lonely, the Bible says you have to be a friend to have a friend. So, you know, you be that friend to one person and build upon that. And, you know, God will bless you. He will change the way you think. So let's listen to I'm Forever Grateful. Well, thank you for listening to Miramar for Life, and thank you so much to Peter Barlow for production. Does a wonderful job. Thank you, Peter, for your contribution. I'll close with Psalm 18, verse 19. He brought me out to a broad place because He delights in me. Have a fantastic week. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's coming soon. Nanda Kumba Kumba. Goodbye for now.